It's about the incentive that we negotiated on behalf of and recommended on to the city council that was instrumental in the financing and the final decision of Nestle to purchase the ConAgra facility here in Trenton. There'll be these bonds will be issued in an amount up to $75 million. The project is currently projected to be $55 million, but of course we hope for more than that because $75 million means more equipment, and that means more jobs are taking place. These are called Chapter 100 bonds, commonly used around the state of Missouri, have been in use since 1961, and Chapter 100 bonds allow you to abate the taxes. The taxes will be abated on the facility, both in real estate and personal property, but then beginning 9 months ago, I started negotiating a payment in lieu of taxes, which would then replace a portion of the taxes that were abated. And then, of course, Michael Landis came on board, and we continued to negotiate those that payment in lieu of taxes in a confidential manner, and which we really were tied with a non-disclosure agreement. But in February, we came to an agreement with an agreement that we think is very good for the city of Trenton. The agreement that we negotiated says that, indeed, all of the taxing entities in Grundy County for the first 5 years of the 10-year issuance of the bonds, every taxing entity will receive exactly the same amount of revenue that they received in 2017. Then in the next 5 years of that 10-year issuance, they will receive approximately 73-74% of that same amount. So the taxes to the taxing entities will basically remain the same for the first 5 years and be slightly reduced for the next 5 years.